All right, so this is the Sprint Showcase for Sprint 139. I'll share my screen. All right, we should be looking at the Sprint report. Can somebody let me know if you can see that?
Yeah, we can see your screen.
Excellent. Okay, so I'm looking at the sprint report for sprint 139. No info, no sprint spirit animal. Very depressing sprint, I guess. Regardless, I know most of the work was on testing RC1 for the 3.8 release. We still did have some work that was done as well. So we had 26 story points that were worked on across, looks like, 8 tickets. I looked at this earlier. This is Sonar. I did not see anything, which is not surprising. We haven't done much new development in the sprint. So I don't see anything that's failing, which is good. So with that, I don't know how much stuff we'll have to demo today, but for whatever we have, I will hand it over to the Soul Develop team to get started and give their showcases. Who wants to start?
Okay, I can start.
Great, thank you, Colleen.
Maybe I can share.
I can see your screen now.
Okay. So during last sprint, we were focused on improving performance of requisition update. I want to fit the size of the screen, but it works with a slowdown. Okay, now it's better.
Right now, the screen that we're seeing is the one that's on the Zoom website.
Oh, okay.
I'm assuming you want to be showing something else.
Okay, let me try something else because it's really slow. Okay, can you see our sprint now?
Yes, now I can see the sprint page.
Okay, great. Apart from finishing such tickets as regression testing, performance testing, we also managed to fix some performance issues. So maybe I will start talking about something that I managed to do. Basically, we were fetching FTAPs for both full supply and non-full supply products, and for all available products in requisition. That's why the update took longer than it should. So we decided to reduce the identities which were used to fetch FTAPs, and we are now taking the identities from the requisition line items which are currently on the requisition, and not for the all available products, like 200 or 1000. So now it's limited to only the number which is actually used, and also the FTAPs are not required for non-full supply products and for emergency acquisitions. So right now we are not fetching these FTAPs, and the performance was better. But maybe we can we can see the performance results because today we took some performance tests. But I don't know whether you would prefer to look at this now or during the back triage part.
Do either.
Okay, I can definitely show the performance results right now. Okay, so today's results are visible here. So we can see that sync with server is a few seconds faster than recently. And I think that most of these actions are have better performance now because the requisition update, the put endpoint is faster, about 3-4 seconds. And it was measured on with slowdown and throttling, CPU throttling. Do you have any comments about this this performance?
Just a quick one. I mean, that's a quite. I love the idea of getting rid of FTAPs if we don't need them. I guess I was going from the previous screen to this screen. I was like, oh, this is going to be really interesting to see the results, and I'm getting a little lost in the numbers at the moment. So maybe we just need like the averages, like 3.7 does. But is this available? Like this is available on test now, so this is something that like, we could go and look at in terms of the differences in. Excuse me, it's early. My words are not coming to me, but like in terms of volume that's going over the network or other things like that.
So, could you ask this again? Because I'm not sure.
Sure. Just really just asking, is this on test? As in the test server, not the screen or the numbers, but it's on test.openlms.org.
I don't have any other measures than on the perf test server.
Right. I think that Josh is just asking whether or not this is something that he can try for himself on the test server. Is that where it's currently deployed or is it somewhere else?
Yeah, it's on the test server, on the UAT and on the perf test server.
Great. That was all I was thinking about.
Oh, okay, sorry, I didn't hear very clearly.
Yeah, with the difference that the performance test server has the performance, the Malawi testing performance data loaded, and the UAT and test server have our demo data.
Okay. Okay.
With the data taken from Malawi and our data that has, 10,000 products.
Right. And so are the numbers here, are we still looking at numbers from the original Malawi data set from like 3.0?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. That's impressive in terms of that we've still kept that data. Good to know. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I'm glad to see some improvement here. It looks like we're back to close to what we had at version 3.7, maybe some slight improvements, like you highlighted with the sync to server. But overall, it looks fairly similar. And obviously, just one run through doesn't really, it's not super indicative, but it's better than it was before. So I'm glad to see that. I guess a couple of questions. One is, oh, there you go. I was just going to ask, what version is it? But it sounds like it's RC2. Okay. All right. Yeah, great. Thanks.
Okay. So that would be everything from my side. I don't know, maybe somebody else would like to add something.
Could I ask what one other totally tangential question, which is, are we getting any use out of the JProfiler in terms of tracking down where there are performance issues?
There are some profilers for the endpoints and also for the update requisition update version 2, and the profiler to get approved products has limited to only a few seconds. But I only checked it on the rev distro, and it was it surprised me that from about 14 seconds, it now only takes about 1 second and a half on the rev distro, because we are just fetching the FTOPs from the line items.
Okay, great, and I think what you're saying is that's the profile for the API endpoint, the SLF4J profiler. Is that right?
Josh, you cut out there for me. So I heard the first part of the question and not the second part. I don't know if that's the same thing that happened on the solo level side.
Oh, I was just asking, is that the SLF4J profiler or the J profiler?
SLF4J.
Okay. That's really interesting. And my overall question, and this is totally tangential, is have we gotten any use out of the JProfiler?
We didn't start to use JProfiler yet.
Okay.
JProfiler?
Yeah, I sent over a couple of weeks ago when I started my trip that JProfiler very graciously gave us I think it was about 5 licenses to start using for OpenLMIF.
Yeah, that's a good question, Josh. I would be curious on the Sol Develo side, just to follow up, has anybody on that team ever used a profiler tool like JProfiler before?
We use profiling tools. I don't think we used JProfiler in particular, but I wasn't even aware that we already have access to JProfiler at this point.
Okay. I can resend that email, Sebastian. That's easy. But it should have some links in there to get started.
And I don't know, Josh, do you think it would be helpful I'm sure that the Sol Develop team has used some type of profiler, but maybe to kind of, if we could take a time, maybe after the holidays, to show maybe some of the best practices for how you can use a profiler to identify hotspots?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I'll try to set something up for that then. Okay, thank you very much. Who's next?
Okay, thank you.
I will be next. So let me share my screen. Can you see it?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so first ticket I have today was the issue reported by Malawi users, and it was related. It was about losing data from full supply tab when we are going to non-full supply and back. And it was caused by the fact that we didn't use cached requisition, but the requisition stored in state params. And I just removed that code and used the cached one, and now it works properly. And I also worked on performance improvements for FTAPs on UI. And as Paulina said, we removed redundant calls from UI also. So we don't retrieve any unnecessary data from the backend. And that's it. Do you have any questions?
No questions on my side.
Okay, so I'm stop sharing my screen. And I think that's all from Solo Velocite.
Excellent. Yeah, I figured there was not going to be too much to actually showcase. But I'm glad to see that you were able to implement some changes that would improve the performance for 3.8, even if just a small amount. Okay. I don't know that we have anything else for the showcase portion. Was there any questions or comments about anything that was worked on or either showcased or not?
Well, okay. I think maybe we could just proceed to the bug triage part.
Yeah, I think I'll stop recording so that this part is at least finished.
Okay.
And then